seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Yo, 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 yo. You already know who it is. It's Mr. Hear Me Out himself. And that's right. We are back at it again with another Hear Me Out episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. You already know who it is and what it is and what it ain't and what it's going to be today. That's bars in the motherfucking beat. I know it's been... I know y'all probably get tired of me saying that, but I don't give a fuck. But it's been a long time coming, so I am here to do a little check-in and do a little wellness check on you guys, a wellness check on me, update y'all, let y'all know what I got going on, what I'm doing, what I have been doing, how I've been going through it. But... before we start this week's episode, you already know what I like to do. I like to give thanks to the people that have pushed play on my shit, because without y'all, nobody would be listening. So thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to my black ass. But yeah, what the fuck is going on? You already know we about to get into the things of the things, because I know a lot of y'all got questions, comments, concerns, and everything in between. But like always, we are going to start off with highs, lows, black excellent, and who the fuck do you want to cuss out? My high for the last, I think the last one I did was like March, so over, let's say like 2-3 months. My high over the last 2-3 months is getting my shit together. Getting my shit together. As y'all know, I have been in Atlanta probably about like a year and a half, two and a half years. When I first moved here, you know, I had a roommate and then was in like a little relationship and then got another roommate. But, you know, it was time to do the things of the things and do the things that I know that I can do and stop living comfortably and start challenging. I never told y'all. I probably did. I don't know what the fuck I'd be talking about on this. But y'all know I've never had a roommate before moving to Atlanta. I've only, quote unquote, roommated with people if we were in a relationship. So it was different to be roommates with a friend. I've noticed that I am not a roommate type of situation person, to say the least. People's energies are different. Sometimes you want to talk, sometimes you don't want to talk. They are a little more clean than you. You are more clean than them in different aspects, different ways. Some people like to listen to music in the morning. Some people like to listen to their music at night. I like to do my, you know, it's just a lot, you know. And that's what I think I was missing while having a roommate, is having my own space. Yeah. You know, I rented a room and shit like that. But when I say like my own space, like where I don't have to have anybody else in my space, even if you're down the hall, so to say. I've never had to really share like my own personal living space. Growing up, as y'all know, I'm the only male in my family, so... I never had to really share, well, I never had to share a room. You know, the basement was basically mine where I played video games. It was like my own little cave and things. But yeah, I don't know why I would try to have a roommate at the age of 34. But you know what? We talking about we back and we better. Yes, y'all. So tonight's drink is Jack Daniel's Lemonade. It only contains 4.8% alcohol, but you already know. You already know your motherfucking boy. I drank half that shit and added my own shit into it. But Yes. So let's move on to the lows before I get distracted. So the lows over the last couple of months was not being organized. Yes, having my shit together, having my ducks in a row, but like having a structured life. It's very hard for me to come out of a like relationship, then a roommate, and then, you know, back on your own where you can just do life how you want to. Not saying I couldn't do life with a roommate or with the partner I chose to be previously, but just, what am I trying to say? Like, you know, I like structure. I didn't have structure. It's like, I knew I didn't want to have that space. I knew like that space was cringy. I'm very thankful for the living space. So I'm not trying to sound like unthankful, because I am, because this person that I'm speaking of did not have to open their doors for me. But just creating the space, the vibe, and the energy that I wanted. As soon as I got my keys to my place here in Atlanta, I felt like a rock was off my shoulder. And everything else started aligning with themselves. The different people that I talk to, the different things that's on my calendar, the different things that I want to do, like definitely like, and let me tell y'all, I've only been in my apartment only a month. So I'm not speaking from like 3-4 months ago. But just creating the life that I want here in Atlanta and making those choices for myself with the space that I can create for myself. You see what I did there? I'm preaching on this episode. But yeah, I'm just thankful for just finding that little nugget and the things of the things that has happened, you know, in that particular situation. Because I believe every bad is a blessing, or whatever that quote or saying is. I feel good. I feel good about it. So, moving right along, we are going to do shout out to a black person. At this very moment, I would like to shout out all my motherfucking friends that have been down with me since day one with all the fucking bullshit. Give me one second. I had to hit my hookah. That's like a cheers to y'all. So if y'all smoking hookah listening to this, we just cheersed. Because I ran out of drink. But it's okay. But what was I gonna say? Shout out to a black person and my friends. That's where I was. Yo, I've been through some shit since I've been here in Atlanta. And my day ones, my A1s have really been by my side, because I know I'm a lot. I'm a lot when we first meet. I'm a lot when you get to know me, and I'm a lot when you have known me for some years. We are going to go through some shit. So if I'm comfortable enough to open up to you and share personal business and, you know, like ask for advice or give you a different scenario about what's going on in my life and how you would navigate it, thank you. Because I think that's very important to have a strong support system, especially when going through different like avenues and boulevards of your life, and the life that you wanted did not transition from a different state. So it's all a learning game. So I just want to say thank you, shout out, appreciate y'all, love y'all for just bearing with me. And the people that has pushed this play button and don't know me personally, Still thank y'all, because y'all didn't have to see that notification and push play. Y'all could have just went about your old good ass black ass life, or white, Mexican, Asian, Puerto Rican, whatever you are listening to this, wherever you are. I'm just thankful that I can just share my story and be honest and be very transparent and not feel judged, and y'all listen and y'all fucks with me the long way. But surprisingly, we are going to move on to the rants, but I don't really have anyone to cuss out. I'm trying to turn, well, I'm in the process of turning over a new leaf. I really don't want to cuss people out no more. I think it takes a lot of my energy. I think it's pointless. I don't think that me and that individual are communicating correctly. We're not communicating to talk, but we are, or talk and to understand. What we are doing is communicating to be heard. And that doesn't go well when two people are cussing each other out, or even when the tone of your voice is different. So, I'm just thankful for growth. And yeah, I'm just thankful for growth. I'm about to be 35 this year, and I feel the change happening. There are some other things that I'm working on, you know, but, yeah, we are here, and I am forever thankful for growth and just life being my teacher. I always brag about this, but I've never went to college. Well, let me rephrase that. Let's back up. So I went to college for 2 years, and then I decided that college was not for me. I was just doing it for the adult support system, to be the first graduate in my family to graduate from college and do all this and blah, 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 blah. You know, we all got that story. But then 2 years in, I was like, y'all want me to go to school for this amount of years to get a piece of paper to say that I can do this, and then it's not guaranteed for me to get a job in that field, but I'm paying all this goddamn money to potentially hope to get a job in that field. That don't make sense to me. And I'm not saying that's everyone's story. I'm just saying that's my story. That's how I processed it, excuse me. And I was just like, yeah, no. It has to make sense to me. I have to be willing to want to learn, want to know how to get in that industry, want to know where I can start and where I can go. I want to do this, do that, and do all the things. But I don't think that focusing and concentrating on one thing for me was or is in my plan. Yes, focusing in all those things, like personally, that I have decided, but I'm talking about something that a school cannot teach me. And I think I've been doing very well for my goddamn self. And again, this is not to shit on anybody that has gotten a PhD, a doctorate, a master's, an associate's, a bachelor's, and whatever field that you decided to spend your goddamn money on. I got friends that are doctors. I got friends that have master's degrees. I got friends that ain't got no job. So, again, this is just my story telling y'all. I forgot where I went on. That was a rant. Damn, where did I go? I forgot what I ranted on. See, that's the thing about motherfucking rants. You got a nigga like me that like to sit here and talk, drink, and just go. So since I'm going to go, and I think this week's topic is going to be very beneficial to everything that's going on in my life. So what we're about to do is take a little break. We're going to pay these motherfucking bills, and then we're going to get back to the motherfucking show. I don't know why I think I can sing, because I know I can't, but let me tell you, if I knew how to sing, baby, you cannot tell me anything. I would be singing, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. What time is it? What's the date? What time is it? What's the date? Ooh. What time is it? What's the date? What's on my to-do list? And it's so crazy that people that know how to sing, they'd be like, yeah, if you knew how to sing, you probably wouldn't want to sing all the time because people will want you to sing all the time. I said, no. The problem is that I'm going to want to sing all the time because I know that I can sing, and I'm damn, 99.9% out of the time know that these niggas don't want me to sing. Anyway, let's go ahead and pay these motherfucking bills, and we will be right motherfucking back. Like, if we're aiming towards marriage, I should be priority, and then family comes second.
I 100% agree, but I think that, and this is why I always ask this question, I think that if someone doesn't understand what it's like to be like that with your family, it's hard for them to see that and be like, what's going on?
I talk to my mom like probably 5 times a day.
Really?
I be texting my mom.
My daddy like gifts. Texts me all the time.
I agree with Marco. I think the purpose of coupling and getting into relationships and getting married is to form your own family, which does become the priority. Mm-hmm. So it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense to me.
I don't know how niggas say you call your mama too much. I wouldn't know how to react.
No, I wouldn't say that.
No, I definitely like, wouldn't say that. Because that's your mama.
I'd be like,
right. He said, wait a minute.
And we are back, beautiful people. Thank y'all for bearing with me. You know, nigga had to pay the motherfucking bills. Yeah. So, what you just heard was, I don't know if you follow the podcast, but before I tell you what it was, which you already probably know what it was because it was a commercial, but I don't care what the fuck ever. So I'm a part of an additional podcast called Open Relationship Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about everything from A to Z as it pertains to the LGBTQ+ community and beyond. Shout out to the Toy Story reference. But yeah, so we've been doing that for, like, we're on episode 3. But I found these gentlemen. Shout out to the gang. Shout out to us, because we've been doing the motherfucking thing. We all got different opinions, and not saying we, like, all have to agree, but we agree to understand and move on. So I think it's very dope, and it's not like an all back and forth, and it's four successful black gay men living here in Atlanta and sharing their story and hoping that one of y'all niggas listen and understand where we coming from. I mean, we ain't got the playbook, but I mean, we do be dropping some gems. You hear me? But yes. So make sure you check that out. That is available on YouTube. Type in Open Relationship Podcast. You can also go to the Instagram at This Is Hear Me Out. You can also go to my Instagram at Marco DePrince, MARCO, and check out all the things of the things. Also, full disclosure, being fully transparent, I know the website is down, y'all, but we coming back with something bigger and better, you know. You gotta figure out how to make things work within the budget, but bear with me, it is coming back. I'm about to work with my web designer and we are going to advance it and get the things going. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. So on this week's segment of Hear Me Out, we are going to talk about, take a guess. Drum roll, please. I don't know what the fuck that was, but we're going to talk about mental health. As y'all know that it is Mental Health Month. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So, yeah, I'm very big on it. I go to therapy. And we will talk about how it has helped me, how has it not helped me, and yeah. So let's get into it. Yeah, I know I have been gone for a minute, but I'm back with the jump off. But I've just been going through some things mentally, trying to figure out what my life here in Atlanta looks like, considering that I am freshly single, freshly as in, almost a year, but still less than a year, whatever the case may be. And just understanding your purpose here in Atlanta. Why did you move here? Getting back to you. Dating, but dating with the purpose. Just don't be dating anybody because they look good or the sex good or this, that, and the third. Cool. Navigating that. Also navigating a career that I can support things like being creative like I'm doing right now. You know, and wanting to do this full time. So it's just, it has been a struggle. But I will say, to be completely transparent, I have not been as focused as I would like to be. But we are working on it and we are getting the spaces together that you need, or that you need, that I need to advance into the person that I want to be. And that I envision. And I just want to take over the world and just be myself. So over the last couple of months, I just haven't been focused. And I really think it was because of the space that I was in. And when I say that, I mean coming from a space where I can comfortably do this. When I do this podcast to y'all, like, I really don't want anybody listening to me. Granted, I live in an apartment building, so they might be listening right now, whatever the case may be. That's okay, but I'm talking about in physically my space. It's literally a whole set to me. So I did try it a couple of times throughout the time of, you know, living there. But I was just depressed. I was losing myself. Drinking a lot, going out, doing foolish things, and again, just not paying attention to the main goal here in Atlanta is. I'm happy. I'm finally happy. It's been 3 weeks since I have left home or left this place that I am right now to go to work, to come back to a space that I have created. It's me and my dog. It's me and my podcast. It's me and the vibes. It's me and the hookah. And I feel at peace. I do. I am, like, even opening the boxes and just figuring out what I have and how I want this place to look. I am so ecstatic right now. Hold on, let me take a sip of my drink. Excuse me. But yeah, next step is getting like motherfucking decor on the wall and like taking some weekends off. It's kind of like, hear me out for a second. So it kind of sucks that I moved during the spring / summer when weather's getting better in Atlanta weather, because I want to be outside, but I also know that I need to take care of this motherfucking place so then I can host a few people over and do the things of the things. And I know it's gonna come. I know it's gonna come, but I am just so excited for the first one to do it on my own and like introduce like people to my vibe. Like, niggas know my vibe, but like, I feel like, I feel like I'm a circle hopper, which works in my favor. Hear me out for a second, because I like different type of vibes, and I don't even have to know everybody in that circle, what they do, their business or everything. As long as you blessed and favored and ain't doing nothing that can get you in trouble, we good. Just come with good vibes. We ain't even got to have that deep of a conversation. Just come with good vibes. Know how to drink. Know how to do other things. And know how to mind your motherfucking business. And, you know, let's just create memories that last forever and ever. Yes. So I've discovered that I'm a like circle hopper, but it works for me because I bring the vibe, the people that I want, like the people that I introduce myself, so to say, or the universe, the good Lord above, introduce me to these people. Like I get to decide like, oh, these is a nice group of people. yeah. And that has also been helping my mental health too. Like, challenging my social battery and knowing when it's time to go home and come feed motherfucking Bella, Queen Bee, because I've been gone too long, because I don't want her to be mad at me. It doesn't feel good. Now she's looking at me after I just gave her a treat. But yes, so depression has been kicking my motherfucking ass. Panic attacks, not so much. Anxiety, yes, but not panic. I don't know if I ever shared this with you guys, but I guess I will right now. I also suffer from panic attacks, like overreacting and then sweating hard and, you know, hallucinating and all that shit. But it's been like, It's been quite a bit, but it's been long since I've had one. So, understanding patience and processing things and not getting so worked up and overthinking before the result is already complete. You know, because I've noticed how that has I don't want to say like made me go crazy, because that's like not nice to myself, but like made me think otherwise. Have patience. We gonna get there. You just gotta focus. Can you focus on me? Yes. So depression has kicked my ass. I have learned patience. And vulnerability. I have learned that over the, we said 3 months, right? Two, three. We're going to stick with three. Let's just say three until I really, you know, last time y'all really got into my business. Understanding that, like, either people are going to fuck with you or they're not going to fuck with you no matter how you present yourself. And if they don't want to fuck with you, that's fucking okay. You know? And just being you, being true to yourself, and I'm not saying, like, be, like, blunt or rude, but, like, from my standpoint, again, because, you know, we all meet people. As y'all know, this is Hear Me Out, where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. What I mean by it is just speaking how you feel, being true to yourself, and stand on what the fuck you say. Period. And be transparent. Be open. Because you never know who you're going to come across. Or when you have to come across these people again that you already ran across. And I mean that any kind of way. I mean that professionally, creatively, personally, Instagramming. Like, I think people should be more kind, but then also more open and, you know, like, work on their tone and shit. You know, I think that's really important. So be vulnerable and try new things. Okay, it didn't work the first time, but you tried it. You dust yourself off and try again. Mm-hmm. Yes, so I am good overall, to the people that has been wondering, you know, why I wasn't really consistent in my shit. I have just been following this map plan that I have created. So we are going to continue to follow it, continue to play the game, do the things of the things. And I don't even want to say, like, play the game of the game, but, like, play the game of life and just do what the fuck you want to do. YOLO. You only live once. Baby, and when you die, all you got is your story. So, you might as well create it while you're here on Earth. Fuck these people. Get out that motherfucking depression. Depression, excuse me. Be motherfucking patient. And be vulnerable. That's my three keys to life. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the, ooh. I got the what? I got the keys. I got the keys. Ooh. But yeah. Man, thank y'all. For real. Thank y'all for letting me get that off my chest and share my story with y'all. Give me 1 second. Let me check on my daughter.
You all right?
Child, she's trying, man. Anyway, sorry about that. You know, I try not to yell at my child, but she is looking at me crazy right now. But she needs to know that, like, this is daddy's time where he gets to escape the world for about 45 minutes and then come back to reality. It's actually more like 2 hours because I pregame and do all that other shit. But yeah, y'all, I got some dope shit coming. I'm excited. Things I really don't want to talk about because I just want them to come as they come, as your man should be doing. We gonna talk about sex next time. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the things that ding. So I didn't really know the words. But yeah, thank y'all for fucking with me. If I was to leave a word of wisdom, I think I already said it though. I think it's time to get motherfucking out. If you didn't hear it, go back and rewind like 5 minutes and then hear me out. But thank y'all one more time for tuning in to another Hear Me Out episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. I'm your host, Mr. Hear Me Out, also known as Marco the Prince. Y'all can find me on the web at Instagram at Marco D Prince, MarcoDePrence. You can find the podcast at This Is Hear Me Out. How it sounds is how it's spelled. And also make sure you subscribe, share, follow, comment, write a letter in to the Open Relationship Podcast. Make sure you follow us on the Instagram and the YouTube and tune into the motherfucking show. We want to answer y'all motherfucking questions when it comes to relationships, how we would navigate life as black gay men. Throw some questions at us. Give us y'all scenarios and, you know, hopefully we can help somebody, child. Cause, you know, we all ain't got the answers, but, you know, this is all suggestions. But yeah, make sure you check that out. There is more to come. The website will be up. Y'all will be the first to know. And yeah. I guess I ain't got nails to motherfucking say. So on that note, we motherfucking out. Peace. Until next time.